Activism through art, a woman's film fest, a tribute concert, and a quartet playing jazz and world music. That's all coming up on this edition of Art Hounds. We'll begin with design intern Colleen Clark from Burlington. She suggests design activism, conversation from the front lines of the opioid crisis.
It's a unique opportunity to hear from really personal narratives from a diverse panel of folks who've been really impacted by this crisis. Also, to learn what we can do as community, and then especially for creative folks, how we can respond.
That conversation on the opioid crisis and how the art community can respond is this evening at 6:30 at Burlington City Arts in Burlington. Next is William Hayes. He's an artist from Brattleboro, and he's got more details about the 26th Annual Women's Film Festival in Brattleboro.
40 films from around the world are directed by and about women, and they'll be screened at the New England Youth Theater in Brattleboro. There are films about activism, art, reproductive rights, romance, discrimination, aging, fantasy, and more.
The 26th Annual Women's Film Festival begins Friday, March 10th, and runs through March 19th. The opening night gala features a disco-themed party, and you can find out more at vpr.net. Here's Jason Whitcomb. He's a trumpet player and musician from Colchester, and he suggests a night out at Arts Riot.
I'm calling to let everyone know not to miss Carpenter's tribute concert starring Sally Olson. Historical commentary and archival video clips complement the concert, giving fans a glimpse of the woman behind the music.
See Sally Olson in her Carpenter's tribute concert next Wednesday, March 15th at 7:30 at Arts Riot. That's on Pine Street in Burlington. Kathy Light is a musician from Marshfield. She suggests the band called Frevo. It's a quartet that plays world and jazz music plus original compositions. And they'll be at the Plainfield Town Hall Opera House later this month.
Frevo is a group of four wonderful musicians. They play a wide variety of world music, jazz, classical, pop, and they also include some of their own original compositions. From tango to ballad, sonata to Brazilian dance, their music appeals to audiences of all ages.
Frevo at the Plainfield Town Hall Opera House is Sunday, March 26th at 4. If you're in the VPR audience and you're a member of the arts community and there's an upcoming event that you want to make sure others know about, become an art hound at vpr.net/arthounds. Visit that same address to find all the details about these events too.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, supporting the arts throughout Vermont. Find out more at vermontarts2017.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto.